Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy long weekend.
Thank you. You too. Happy
and
New Year.
Happy Martin Luther King Day and Happy New Year and all those things.
There's so many happy things.
Mm-hmm. How's your weekend going so far?
Things are going well with me. It's been a quiet weekend, which has been nice.
Yeah, that's good. I saw your organized bookcase. It looks awesome.
Thank you. We should post a picture. I'm really proud of it.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. I'm good. It's also been... Well, actually, no. I went to the Bulls game last night. For Michael's Christmas present. It was so fun. For Michael's Christmas present, I got him tickets to the Bulls game. And so we went and they played the Atlanta Hawks and they lost. The Bulls lost, but it was still really fun. I really like basketball games like that. They're really fun to go to. So we had a good time.
That's good. I find basketball hard to watch.
Oh, yeah?
It just seems like they just go back and forth so often.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty I like that it's fast. Because it's, like, exciting, I think,
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah.
And it's, like, fun to be there live. Well, it's always fun to be at sports live, I think, but.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more fun than being on the couch watching sports. That's not my favorite activity.
Yeah, so we had a good time, yeah.
Did they win?
No, they lost. It was, I forget the score exactly, like 107-99 or something like that. The Bulls lost, yeah.
You posted a picture on Facebook that I'm going to try and convince you to post in the show notes that it might be okay. The cutest photo of you and Michael in the history of photos of the two of you.
Yeah, it was pretty cute, wasn't it? I thought so.
Yeah, it was
too.
Really cute. Yes. Yeah, totally even AJ said it was cute.
Yeah, it was fun. So that was exciting. That's not something we do every weekend, so that was fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, and I, like, didn't realize I had Monday off of work until last week, so that was kind of a nice surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about Monday.
Yeah?
I have no plans. Do you have plans for tomorrow?
No. Well, Michael has the day off, and so it's, like, nice that, yeah, we both have the day off. So I think we're just going to, like, hang out, though. I don't think we have really specific plans.
I have, like, big plans to complete all these projects, and, like, there's definitely not enough hours to do that, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. So, what are your resolutions? Like, what are you working on this year?
Well, one thing that I'm really going to focus on this year is the idea of, like, getting rid of stuff. Like, your stuff in your life that you don't need, like clothes you don't wear or books you're not reading anymore or just extra things around the house. I'm, like, totally over it. I want to get rid of all the stuff I'm not using. I don't want to have any extra stuff in my house.
So that's something I'm really going to focus on. That.
Yeah, and, like, I just want to be more mindful of the stuff I'm buying and bringing into my house and what I'm keeping around me and clothes and shoes and stuff like that. I just want to be a lot more careful with the things I buy and what I'm keeping. So that's something I'm really trying to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally fair. AJ and I have very different philosophies on stuff. And I tend to be overzealous in my throwing away or donating of things that have not been used in a little while.
Yeah.
And he tends to be more conservative. So sometimes we butt heads about this topic.
I think that's good, though, to balance each other out because
– Yeah, yeah.
Then you help him get rid of stuff and he'll help you keep maybe some stuff you might need later. So,
yeah. So how is it going so far? Have you made any progress?
Well, earlier last year, I guess, I cleaned out my closet. I, like, went through and got rid of a bunch of clothes and stuff, which was good, but I want to do that again. It's been probably, like, 4 months maybe since I did that, so I want to, like, go through and clean out more. And I started going through – I didn't do my drawers last time, but, like, I have, like, a bunch of socks with holes in them. Like, throw those away. I can get new socks. Like, you know, it's, like, I don't need stuff like that. And so that's what I'm trying to focus on now, and I've done a little bit this weekend, is just to go through some drawers and go through, like, I had some hair stuff that I wasn't using, like, I don't even, it was like curl mousse or something. Like, my hair is straight. I don't need curly hair products. Like, why did I even have that? I don't know. And so stuff like that, I just want to get rid of. So this weekend, I'm trying to go through some more of it and just get rid of as much as I can, basically. And I actually, last week, I think Michael and I watched this, like, tiny house documentary on Netflix. Yeah, it was really interesting and to see. I mean, I've lived in a small apartment. I've lived in like a tiny studio and tiny one bedroom and whatever, but not a tiny, like these are like less than like 100 feet or less, yeah. Or like less than 150 square feet, which is like pretty small. So that was really interesting to watch that. And it's on Netflix. And I think it's just called Tiny House or something, but I'll find out the title for sure for people. And so that again, kind of like reinstilled or like made me think about it more.
What I like about like mindful living, the idea, it's like a whole subculture now, this like tiny house subculture. And what I like about it, other than like the houses are adorable, are that it forces you to live minimally.
Yeah.
Like there's just not room for things. So you have to really pick and choose. But I have to say, as much as I want to live in a tiny house, those kitchens just make me cringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, that like, that's why I want to adopt that like mindset and mindfulness, but I don't want to actually live like that anymore. Like I love that I have a little bit more space in this apartment than in my like apartments in New York, because it's like a lot easier for me to live and a lot more organized. Whereas like you said, in those tiny houses, you might literally only have like 4 plates, right? Because you only need them or 2. Yeah. And so you just use that 1 plate over and over again and wash it and that's it. And so you can't really do a lot of things. And they have to, like, you have to have stuff that's multifunctional and that's this or that. But like, I like some stuff, like I want to keep like a box that I have that my grandpa made. Like, it's just like a little box. It's not that much space, but in a very tiny house, maybe you don't need an extra wooden box, but like my grandpa made it. He's not around anymore. Why would I get rid of that? And so, like, I want to have also space for stuff that means something to me, even if it's not, like, 100% useful all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have found this was our first two-bedroom apartment, and our, like, quote-unquote guest room slash office is just, like, a junk room. Like, with the extra space, we just like throw stuff in there and it is out of and especially right now because we just moved a bookshelf and so there's like books everywhere and the room is a disaster. That's on my list of things to do tomorrow, is like figure out what to do with that room, because with the extra space, it's just like mass chaos.
Yeah, and that's why I like have more storage in this apartment, and I'm like really scared of filling it up. Because I don't want to do – yeah, I'm, like, afraid of falling into that again, of just, like, throwing stuff in there. It's out of sight, and then you, like, overflow again. And so I'm, like, really concerned about – and I also, like, in my apartments in New York, I would, like, keep stuff above the kitchen cabinets because that was, like, extra space and it was, like, vertical storage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, like, I don't want anything up there. It's, like, I don't want to look at it. I don't want extra stuff up there. And so I have this, like – allergic reaction to like putting something above the kitchen cabinets, even though it's like a reason you could put baskets, it could be cute, but I just like don't want anything up there.
That's fair. Is there anything that you struggle to get rid of?
Well, I'm kind of mostly I've gotten a lot better about my clothes, but I think that's kind of hard sometimes. Because especially if like your weight is fluctuating, because you're like, well, what if I need this again in like 6 months or something? Yeah. Or like shoes that I'm like not very good at getting rid of shoes. And so I have these shoes that are like I need to either take to get fixed or like throw them out. Maybe they're not worth fixing, and but they like still fit me. And so I just like have all these shoes that I don't really need.
I could be better with shoes. I wear like 3 different kinds of shoes and I wear those out and then I buy new ones. But I have all of these other shoes that I like bought on whims that I would maybe wear them, and I never do, and I need just to get rid of them.
And like I have right now my rain boots that are so cute they're like lined and they're like black and brown and they look kind of like real boots, but they're like a rain boot material. They like have holes in the lining and holes in the shoe now. Like there's a hole in the bottom of my rain boot that lets water in. Like it's not functional anymore. And so I'm like kind of struggling. I know I need to like get rid of them. Like they're no good. I can get new rain boots, but it's like they're really cute and they were good, but now they're not good. So but now they're just like sitting by my front door and I just need to like throw them out.
There's a hole in the bottom of my flats
right now. I know.
That I wear every day.
That's not good.
The other day someone told me I had cute shoes, and I'm like, do you think that they're supposed to look old and ugly? Because they're not. They're, like, covered in salt from, like, walking on the streets. Like, these are not cute.
It's tough. Shoes are hard.
Shoes are hard. What I do with my clothes is every Memorial Day, I turn all my hangers the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I wear something and put it back, I put the hangers in the right way. So when next Memorial Day, I'll go through and any hanger that's still turned the wrong way, I'll donate those clothes. And it's a whole year. So I figure like if I haven't worn anything in a year, like fat chance I'm never going to wear it again.
Yeah, I think that's a good trick. I actually, when I clean out my closet, I put them in like backwards like that. And I'm kind of trying that too. But I also want to go through sooner than that and try to clean out more stuff. But
yeah.
There's, like, also a kind of – and this is kind of what I just want to be more, like, thoughtful about it and adopt that, like, mindset. And I think about with, like, clothes and, like, let's say purses. I, like, really like purses. I have a lot of them. Some of them are, like, high-quality purses that even if I haven't used it in a while, I don't want to get rid of because it's, like, a designer bag that's a nice quality so I can keep it for, like, years. And yeah. So stuff like that I want to which, like, I don't have a lot, you know, I'm pretty young, so I'm not, like, spending tons of money on, like, clothes and purses all the time. But, like, if I buy something nice that's good quality that can last, I want to be mindful of that and hold on to that piece maybe. But that's, I think, part of the process of, like, when you buy stuff, be more careful about what you're buying. So it's, like, instead of loading up on junk, you're loading up on high quality, nice things you can keep for, like, a good reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that. I try and be mindful of, like, I'm not very successful at this, but I have, like, 3 million black dresses in various styles that all fit me. And so, like, I have made a rule that I am no longer allowed to buy a black dress for any reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't stick to it, but most of the time I do. And, like, and the same with jeans. Like, I don't need any more jeans for as long as I live. So yeah. I need to just, like, not buy them anymore.
That's good. Do you feel like it's easy to stick to that? Or do you struggle with it?
I feel like it's a lot easier to stick to the no buying jeans thing than it is to no buying black dresses. Because, you know, there's always cute black dresses to buy.
Yeah.
But I try because, or sometimes like I'll see a style that I'll really like and force myself to buy a different color just so it's not black. And that seems to go pretty well, you know.
Do you wear the other colors then?
I do.
Okay.
It's just that I'm naturally drawn to black, I think. So
yeah. I like struggle with that sometimes too. And then if I like buy something that's like maybe a little off my style because I want it to be different, then it's like I don't ever wear it.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, I've done that with like things before.
It's, like, totally my style. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Joy the Baker was talking a while ago about, like figuring out what your style is and then, like, only buying pieces that, like, pretty much match it so that you will wear things like that. But I've never been able to, like, pinpoint what my style is to begin with, so.
Yeah, and I think it changes a lot. Have you heard of this, like, capsule wardrobe thing? It's like going around on all these blogs, I feel like, lately.
What is it?
It's like, it's called a capsule wardrobe, and like you pick like 45 items of clothing, including like shoes and sweater or like whatever, and you only wear those pieces for that season. So you have like 45 pieces for winter, 45 for summer, for spring, for fall, and you only have those items, and that's it. You put everything else like in storage, you don't look at it, you don't have it. And then you just only trade out those pieces, so you don't even have any other things to, like, look at or choose from. You just have this, like, very limited selection for the season.
Why? What is the point?
I think it's that whole, like, mindful living thing. Like, you only have these, like, 20 pieces, so you only choose, and they all go together, so you, like, only wear those things. So it's supposed to be, like, cut down on your time you spend thinking about it. You're not supposed to go shopping. Like, you're only supposed to use these items, and that's it. So you, like, don't look at – you don't, like, spend all this extra time thinking about it, what you're going to wear and clothing, and you're only supposed to have, like, 45 high-quality stuff for the season, and that's it. I think I read about it on Elisa's blog, and she, like, links about it to other people. So that got me thinking about that idea of, like, paring down and paring down. I don't know if I would do – you know, and it can be whatever number you want. It's just
rigid for, like,
yeah,
something that is not that hard to begin with.
I think some people do struggle with, like you were saying, if, like, you don't know what your style is and don't know, like, if you really struggle with what to wear, maybe then this, like, helps. Yeah, you spend a lot of time, like, fretting about it. But then if you only have 5 things that you know go together that fit you, then it's like, yeah, well, I'll just wear these 5.
Well,
know,
I know that that's, like, a thing that they talk about, that, like, blogs that talk about, like, successful people. I know that, like,
yeah,
Steve Jobs only wore the same outfit, and I think Mark Zuckerberg does the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they talk about that, and I've heard the idea of, like, only owning, like, classic pieces and just, like, right, being able to wear. So I've heard of that, but it doesn't really appeal to me, like –
yeah.
So much of – and I'm not even that – I'm not the type of person that tries to wear what matches my mood or my – it's my clothing isn't really an expression of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just – I still want the flexibility of, like, wearing whatever I want. And, you know, sometimes in the middle of summer you have a freak cold day. So I don't
really want
to, like, separate my stuff either.
Yeah, and I think in – those kids, like, the way she the girl whose blog I at least I think she, like, works from home all the time, so she has obviously very casual things. So she was saying that, like, for someone who worked in an office, you maybe would have, like, 60 things instead of 40, and you would include, like, your office stuff and your weekend stuff or what. So it could be, like, flexible for however you want it to be. But yeah, it's like I work from home sometimes, or I go into the office sometimes, or I go out, or I work out, or I do these things. And so I feel like I like right now that I can fit my winter and summer stuff in my closet. Like, I don't have to have stuff under the bed and switch it out. I like that. I like having it all there.
I also feel like 45 pieces seems really excessive to me.
Well, I think that's, like, count – it's like once you break it down to, like one pair of leggings, one sweater, one t-shirt, one pair of shoes, one jacket, that's already 5 things. You know what I mean? So I feel like once you – if you count, like, outer – I don't know if she's counting outerwear, but, like, also shoes and, like, a sweater to keep you – like, layers to keep you warm, maybe. It maybe doesn't go as far as you would expect, you know?
Okay.
I don't – I think I made up 45. I don't know what number she actually picked, but I feel like it – yeah, it, like, doesn't go as far as you think.
I have 45 things in my closet right now.
I definitely do.
But maybe I do. I mean, I have a lot of hoodies.
Yeah, I feel like I have, like, 10 – hoodies, and I, like, paired those down, and it's like I like them. I wear them for different reasons, but, like, do I really need 10 hoodies? Like, probably not.
I don't know, man.
So.
I don't know. I have trouble giving away books. I'm sort of changing the subject.
That's okay.
I can give away everything. I can donate things. I can throw things away. Our friend the other day said something about he's a big believer in if something is really important and they mail it to the house, if he throws it away, they'll mail it again, which I thought was, like, sort of on the same side of the spectrum as I'm on, like, just get rid of things. But books are impossible for me. I just don't – if I have a memory of reading them, I just don't want to get rid of them.
That's interesting. What do you think makes it, like, why do you like to keep those? Is it just because you associate good memories with it?
Well, I think the idea is that I'll read them again.
Yeah.
But there's very few books that I've read more than twice.
Yeah.
You know, I can only think of To Kill a Mockingbird and the Harry Potter series that I've read more than twice.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I think part of it is that I'll read it again. I think part of it is the nostalgia. I think part of it is that I love books, and yeah. I don't want to to be without them.
Yeah. I feel like moving into my tiny studio apartment forced me to get rid of a bunch of books because I had to deal with it because it was taking up living space. Yeah. And so I just became a lot more I keep some books that I want to read again or that meant a lot to me, or cookbooks, you know what I mean, that are good to have around. But I had to get rid of a lot. So that forced me to deal with the book situation. And it also made me made me read electronically a lot more because I can have 500 ebooks that don't take up any space, and that's a lot easier for me in a small apartment than having 500 actual books.
That has been appealing to me lately. I don't own a Kindle or an e-reader device at all. Mm-hmm. And AJ got me a bunch of books for Christmas, and I just tore through them. And mm-hmm. I read them, and then I was done in 3 days, and now I have these books.
Yeah.
And I sort of, you know, they were fine. They were good books, but I don't really feel like I'm going to reread them often. And I sort of feel like maybe it's time that I get some sort of e-reader.
Yeah. I love electronic reading, ebook, whatever, reading on whatever you can read on. I feel like I'm a big advocate for that. And especially, I think because I lived in such a small space, it made it so much easier for me. And so when people are make this big deal about oh, I need real books or nothing at all, it's well, you can still read. You're reading the same words. So I don't think it matters. It matters sometimes for some things, but I don't think it's this be all end all of
Right.
You're only reading a physical book or it doesn't count. I don't think
Well, that's and the I case feel like all. If you really like a book that you've just read electronically, it doesn't cost that much to go buy the hard copy if you really feel like that's important to you.
Right. Right.
And right now I'm reading this crazy thick book, and to be honest with you, it's hard to hold up in bed at night.
Yeah. That's another thing is I was taking books on the train a lot, and reading thick books, you can't carry them around with you all the time. It's just hard. It's hard. And so I would just carry my little Kindle and read this huge book, and it didn't weigh anything. And vacation, you can bring 5 books with you on your Kindle, and they don't take up any space in your suitcase.
Right, right.
So everyone should get an e-reader is my conclusion to this.
I know. I'm thinking that I might want one. We'll see. I never was opposed to the idea. I just never felt like it was necessary until recently.
Well, and I think for my lifestyle, obviously I lived in a small apartment and I was taking the subway a lot and brought books with me.
Well, yeah, you were traveling so far every day with exactly, and you didn't have to drive.
Right, and it's you don't have, you can have your iPod, I guess. But yeah, it's I didn't have to drive. I didn't have a radio. We didn't get service down below, you know what I mean? And so it was a lot easier for me to just – that became a big part of my lifestyle. And so, you know, obviously, if you're only reading at home, maybe you don't need an e-reader because you're just reading at home. So you don't have to carry them places. You have a place to put them. So it just depends on what people want.
Well, and anymore, I thought that, I would be using the library more because it's free. But anymore, you can borrow books on your e-reader or your e-reader. So.
Which is so cool, I think, that libraries can do that.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
It is really awesome. That is pretty cool.
Do you, if you were to get rid of books, do you donate them to a certain place? Or what would make you feel better about getting rid of them, do you think?
Yeah, we donate very frequently to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really because I think that their charity is better than another charity. It's just they're really close.
Yeah.
And so I actually just made a big stack of cookbooks to donate because I have this really bad habit of buying used cookbooks places from 1945, and the cooking methods are not the same and the trends are not the same and the ingredients are not called the same thing. And I buy these books and they're very fascinating and I cannot make anything out of them. So I just donated a bunch of those. And they have a drive through. It's pretty easy. That's the only reason we do it that way.
Yeah, that's good.
But I need to get better at that. Even yesterday, we were organizing this bookshelf, and AJ said, we don't need two dictionaries, and one of these is really ragged. And I was like, no, we can't throw that away. My dad used it in college. And he was like, okay, well, let's not put it in the living room. And I was like, okay. But I was like, I just like couldn't let go of this dictionary that we do not need.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
What else? Okay, so clothing, books. What else are you getting rid of?
Well, I need to go. Like, I have 1,000 coffee mugs. Like, 1,000. Yeah. And I drink a lot of coffee, but I do not drink 1,000 coffee at once. So, like, I do not need 1,000 coffee mugs. But I like them. It's, like, they're cute and fun, and I like a lot of them. So, but I probably need to get rid of a bunch of those. Not all of them, but, like, some of them. And so I need to go through that and probably some of my kitchen stuff that I'm not using and I can get rid of.
Yeah.
Because I have storage for it now, but I might not in the future. And so I just want to, you know, need to be careful about that. Just like everything. I really want to go through everything.
That's fair. You know what I need to get rid of? I want to go back to the coffee mugs in a minute, but yeah. Fabric.
Yes.
I have so much spare scraps of fabric. It's insane. Like, what am I doing keeping all this stuff?
Yeah. You can, I feel like people use scraps of fabric like that for quilts a lot. So you probably could like sell it or give it away or like put it on the internet or something to be like scraps of fabric for quilters. If you guys like want me to mail it or pick it up, or for $20, you can have all those or something like that.
Have you heard of FreeCycle?
I have, but I have not used it.
I have used it.
Is it good?
Mostly I have used it to procure items and not to give items away, but it's pretty convenient.
That's cool.
It's like this, I guess I should explain. It's like an email listserv that you belong to, and it's by region. And you can email out to this listserv saying, like, I have these items. And then if you're interested in an item that someone else emails, you just, like, email them. And they usually, like, leave it out on the porch or the curb, and you just, like, swing by and pick it up, and that's it.
That sounds easy.
When I first moved to Ligonier, when I had nothing. I like had nothing. I had what could fit my car. I got a bunch of like dishes and silverware and stuff that way, which was helpful.
That's cool.
And like, then you don't really feel like bad about like throwing it away or giving it away, because like it was someone else's shit that they threw out. So
yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's another thing I kind of struggle with, is like, I bought this stuff and now I'm throwing it out or like giving it away or something. That's like a lot of money that feels wasted, even though it's like good to get rid of it because it's like you don't need it in your life. But it's like I kind of have to disconnect my brain from like what the action that is happening, because it's like a struggle.
Well, especially if there's just like a tinge of hope in you that you may use it someday again. Like, do you really want to pay something twice?
Right.
But
yeah, and that's why I like want to hold on to some stuff that I know would be good to keep, even though you don't use it every day or not in the past like 6 months or something. If it's still a good thing to hold on to, then it's good. But it's like you just have to make a decision, I guess. And that's like, is it worth taking up space that something else could take up, or like that something you like more or use more could be there instead? I guess.
Or even something that looks nicer.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes I just feel like we keep these things that are just like ratty because.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes there's like a value in having like an aesthetically pleasing item out.
Totally. Yeah. And while I think that too, like we're getting older and more fiscally responsible, I guess, and more stable. Mm-hmm. And so I can, like, I don't have to keep socks with holes in them. I can afford new socks. Right. Like, and maybe that's a new thing for me. Like, I have more money now that I can buy stuff with, but like, I don't have to keep stuff that's broken. I can get new stuff that's not broken, or like new stuff that's better quality or prettier or like whatever. So not all of it all at once, maybe, but like, you know, some of it sometimes you can start replacing stuff.
Yeah. So when I moved, I don't know, one time I threw away or gave away all of my cups from college, the plastic cups that we got yeah. from bars. And now I have zero. And I really, when we go to each other's houses and I pull out yeah. a Berg cup from someone else's house, I get really sad that I like did Aww. Not find it valuable to save these items at the time. So yeah. keep that in mind as you're like purging your coffee mugs.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We'll have to get more when we go back to Columbia.
Yeah. I was thinking
we'll
that too.
We'll just have to get a bunch. Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like let's say when I move, the closer it gets to moving day, the more I'm like, just throw it out, just throw it out, just throw it out. So like, I need to like,
you have to pack.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, it could be something valuable or that I need. And if it's like 2 days before it's time to move, I'm just like, no, get rid of it, which is like not yeah. my most rational decision. So like, that's why I want to start doing it like all the time. Just like get rid of stuff and be more mindful so that when it comes down to it, I know I just have the stuff that I need and want.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking I really need to go through drawers.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
I think I have like 25 scarves. If scarves are counted in that 45 situation,
I think
then
maybe.
I
mean, I guess it's up to you. But yeah, I think 45. I have so many scarves. I have like half of my coat closet. I feel like is scarves. First of all, I don't have a good way to display them or store them or keep them. It's like they're on these like loopy hanger things, which is like
yeah,
fine right now, I guess.
Drawer.
But like, I have so many.
And do you
but
know
I like
how many
them.
Scarves
like
I've used this winter? Three. I've used three different ones.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, but I feel like winter scarves and spring and fall and summer scarves are like, you need heavy, heavy scarves in winter. So there's only like two or three that do that, right?
Right.
So like, in the fall, you can vary them a little bit because they can be lighter. This
but
is
like,
me justifying why I own 100 scarves.
But scarves are not like your fashion piece, you know, they're not like, I mean, they are for some people, like some people wear a scarf every day and that's their thing, but like I wouldn't
yeah.
put you in that category and I certainly wouldn't put me.
Yeah.
And so why do I own so many scarves? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing to edit.
I have zero pairs of mittens and 25 scarves. Like
that's
I just
funny.
Need to like get my priorities straight.
Yeah. Well, and that's that, like, I bought new, like, $2 gloves from Target or something, and I've been wearing those, like, every day and probably have five more pairs of gloves in my closet.
Yeah.
So, like, why did I buy these new ones, and why am I only wearing those? And, like, I can probably get rid of the other ones then.
Yeah. Man, it's hard.
I know. It is hard. But hopefully this year I'll be more mindful.
Do you have, like, a quantitative goal? Like, I want to get rid of X number of things per week?
No, it's just, like, I think I did my, like, tights drawer the other day. So, like, I, again, had tights that were, like, had runs in them that, like, I can go buy new $5 tights from the store. Like, why
and
on
you're
earth did I have
wear,
five
what,
pairs
what
of runs
What is an
in
occasion
them?
Which you would have a tight emergency
exactly.
and wear tights
you know
with
what?
Runs in them?
You know what I would do is I would wear them with boots so you couldn't see the runs.
Oh.
And so, like, but, like, again, just buy better tights that don't get runs in them, and then I don't need five pairs that are, like, have holes in them.
Yeah.
It's just absurd. I don't know what I'm thinking. And then it's like, yeah, it's like I would have all these. And I think I did wear tights a lot to work, so I would have, you know, five pairs for the season or whatever, and then by
right.
the end of the season, inevitably some are, have holes in them. But then just throw those out, like, at the end of the season. Like, why would I put them back in my drawer? I don't know. I don't know.
I think sometimes it just gets daunting.
Yeah.
Like, it's just easier just to throw them back in a drawer instead of, like, throwing them out and then feeling like you have to go through your whole tight drawer now to look for
right.
all of them with holes. And then that takes time.
Yeah. So what I think I'm going to try to do is just do, like, a little bit at a time. Like, I did my tight drawer, like, I don't know, last week. So this week maybe I'll go through some t-shirts and just do, like, one drawer at a time or even just, like, a couple things at a time. Like,
yeah.
if I find socks with holes in them, just throw those out and then just keep going with your day. You don't have to go through the rest of the drawer, you know? So, like, just a little bit at a time I think will be key for me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted.
That's good. Yeah, I would just like to be better at putting my toys away, I feel like. Like, just, like,
yeah.
when I'm done with a project, even if it's not completed, but I have run out of my time to to do it for this day or weekend. Like, I would like to put things back.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, like, if I get rid of more stuff, then I'll have more places to put the stuff I do use. It'll be, like, easier to put stuff in a drawer that's not full of T-shirts I don't wear.
Right.
Like, it'll be full of just the ones I do wear, and I can just put it back. So I'm hoping that that will help, but we'll see.
Well, good luck on your endeavor.
Thank you.
All right, we'll probably need it. Do you want to do a lightning round? What?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll probably need all the luck I can get.
I feel like you're pretty on top of it. Just stay mindful.
Thanks. Yeah, just keep focused.
What are you reading?
I am reading this Mistborn series by Brandon Sanderson. I am really into it. I like it a lot. I blogged a little bit about it. It's a trilogy, and it's this, like, fantasy kind of, like, set in another world trilogy with this, like, weird, cool superpower magic system and spying and this, like, dictatorship government. But it's not like The Hunger Games. It's, like, different. And, anyway, it's cool. I really like it a lot. And it has this cool, Vin is the main character, this, like, girl who found out she, like, has these cool powers. And she works with, like, a thieving crew. It's, like, a group of thieves that steal from, like, a really skilled group of thieves who, like, steal a lot of money from a lot of people. So I like it a lot. So it's called Mistborn. Everyone should read it so I can talk to you guys about it. It's been out for, like, a while, so it's not, like, brand new, but I just discovered it.
Does everyone have magic?
No, only certain people, and only certain people have certain powers.
Okay.
So, like, the people, it's called, like, allomancy, and you, like, ingest metal. You, like, swallow metal and then draw on the metal for your power. So, like, this one, like, tin, if you eat tin, it gives you the power, like, it heightens your senses, like, all of your senses. So you can, like, see better, hear better, but then it's, like, taste is stronger, like, smell is stronger, you feel stronger, so it's, like, everything is heightened. So, like, that's one power. So, like, certain people have that power and other people don't. And then certain people, like, the main character, she has, like, all the powers and not just one.
But she has to eat metal in order to activate them?
Yeah. It's like you swallow, like, a little bit of, not a lot, just, like, a little bit of metal. And that metal, like, gives you the fuel to, like, use your power.
Kind of like a video game. Have you ever swallowed metal? Like, could you have these magical, could we all have these magical powers and we don't know about them?
We could, but forewarning everyone, if you swallow the wrong metal, it could make you very sick.
Oh, no. And well, so that's probably true in risky. Real life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's pretty cool. And it's got, like, very specific rules on, like, how these powers work and what you can do with them and stuff like that. And the people who have, like, all the powers are really powerful, and they're like warriors. It's like they can fight and run and hide and do all this cool stuff.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it's cool.
That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Are you reading anything cool?
I just finished Yes Please by Amy Poehler.
I got that for Christmas. Did you like it?
I did like it. I liked it the best out of the three comedians I just read, which were Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Misty Calling. Mindy Calling.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And I liked Amy Poehler's the best, I think.
Cool. That's cool. She's so funny. I love her.
She is really funny, and she seems very kind.
Yeah, she does seem really nice. Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I kind of am annoyed because in every single book, there was a chapter dedicated to, like, how they feel about the way that they look and how terrible society is for judging women on the way that they look.
Yeah.
And I understand that that is probably something that they actually really do struggle with. I mean, I think it's something that all women struggle with, but, like, in particular being in front of a TV camera and, like, having that added pressure. Like, I get that it's part of their life stories, but I also felt like sometimes it was a little bit, it seemed like they were just putting it in there, like, out of a sense of, like, feminist obligation. Yeah. And I found it a little bit disingenuous.
Yeah.
So
I feel like when I read this book, I'm thinking of maybe Tina Fey's in particular. I felt like I was surprised that she spent so much time thinking about not about that issue, but about like her own personal appearance. I felt like, but then it's like I shouldn't be surprised because I spent a lot of time focusing on my appearance, and like you said, I'm like not in front of TV, so maybe it's I shouldn't be that surprised. But I was kind of surprised it was like so much, like time spent on that.
Yeah, and I like I don't know. It just seemed like it seemed almost because I read all these books in a row. It seemed almost like formulaic. Like okay, at about a midway point, we're gonna insert this this obligation, to like talk about this issue that women face because we're strong women. But I just
When I think too, like we know that already. Like I don't know about running a business or running a TV show or writing all the stuff they do. I like don't know about that, but I do know about getting my nails done. So like I don't need them to tell me about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, other than that though, I mean, I really enjoyed all three of them. It just I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was funny. And Amy Poehler has done a lot in her life. She is like a very successful person. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I feel like even now I'll hear stuff and it'll be like Amy Poehler produced this or she was like part of – I feel like she does a lot of like helping other people make it.
Yeah.
And like that's really cool.
Well, and they started this whole like comedy club slash school that's now like nationwide. And turns that's out cool. like hundreds of comedians a year and it's – like pretty free to like go to this school and learn from these like amazing comedians. So I like didn't know that about her.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. She, I guess, was part of, you know that show Broad City? It's on Comedy Central. It's like super funny.
I have never seen it, but I have heard of it.
She like helped them get their show. She like saw them or something, or I don't know exactly how it worked, but it was like she was one of the initial like producers or one of the people that like helped them get their show.
Cool.
Yeah, which was cool.
Yeah, I really like her.
Yeah.
What are our other questions? I'm having trouble.
I know. I was just thinking that. What are you cooking?
Oh, yesterday I made a dessert from my new cookbook, which is Joy the Baker's new cookbook called Homemade Decadence.
Nice.
And I got several cookbooks for Christmas, but I think this one is my absolute favorite. Like, every page that I open is a new thing that I just, like, have to make immediately.
Oh, that's awesome.
There are two recipes in the book that have pineapple in it and maybe five or six that are cupcakes. And I am allergic to pineapple and I hate cupcakes. So those will not be made. But the rest of the book is just, like, incredible. And so I made this chocolate peanut butter pretzel cake.
Yum.
That is delicious.
That sounds awesome.
What are you cooking?
I feel like a good staple lately for me has been grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Excellent.
Tomato soup from a can that I just heat up. So it's been pretty great.
Do you buy the condensed kind that you have to add milk or water to?
No, I've been doing actually it's like maybe Progresso that like comes in these big cans where it's just like ready. And I feel like those have been really good soups. And there's like a tomato basil one that I like a lot. So I've been getting that.
That sounds good. AJ takes those to work for lunch a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they're really easy and you just like heat them up or put them on the stove or whatever. And it's like they're pretty good soups. And I feel like they're like noodle ones and like, you know, the other kinds of soup I feel like have a lot of stuff in it. It's not just like little watery nothing soup. It's like a good
They're like hearty.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, what is your favorite outfit lately?
Oh man. I don't know, but I got my hair cut.
Oh, that's good. That counts.
And I got new glasses, so I'm pretty stoked about those things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I got prescription sunglasses for the first time in my whole life, which
is
kind of terrifying because I'm afraid I'll break them. But so far, so good.
Yeah. Good. Cool.
What has your favorite outfit been?
I have been doing a lot of leggings lately and like leggings and a long shirt and a giant sweater, which I think we've talked about before. But that has been my like uniform like every day lately.
That sounds wonderful.
It's pretty awesome. So I've been doing that a lot.
I don't own a single pair of leggings.
I just got some more leggings. It's been great. I'll send you a bunch of links and stuff for leggings that I like. I also just got some from like Victoria's Secret that were surprisingly good. Just like their regular pink leggings that were like on sale for $10 or something. I just like got them just to have another extra pair. And I feel like those were pretty good.
That's good.
And then there's some leggings from like Nordstrom that are like more like thicker, like more durable than just like little cotton leggings. They're like more like you could wear them to work out or wear them out or like whatever because they're like thicker and more like actual
that sounds pants good. Kind of.
Yeah.
I have seen lots of girls downtown on their way to what I assume is their job in some professional capacity wearing leggings and a sweater and boots. And I'm not sure how I feel about it, but it seems to be quite a trend.
Yeah, it is pretty trendy right now, I think. I think if I were going to work, I would just wear black pants.
And like, I don't know. You know, like a few years ago, it was like shameful to wear leggings and pants.
Yeah.
And now apparently it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know when that like switch happened.
I don't know.
I still feel usually better about myself wearing them if I have like a longer sweater or a longer shirt. Or like a tunic or something, but I still do it. Like I still am wearing like at home. I mean, I usually wear them like at home or running errands or something. If I were going into my job, it's like not for my office, it wouldn't be appropriate. But like, I would just wear a black pants. There's like skinny black pants you can buy or work pants or whatever that like looks the same, and you can wear them with boots and they're like actual pants then.
Yeah.
To like an office, but yeah, I feel like that's basically what I've been wearing lately is like leggings, sweater, boots. I wear boots like all winter long.
I should get some boots.
I have like a million. That's another thing I have a million of is boots.
Okay, so for the last few podcasts, we have forgotten an important part of our lightning round.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me your rosebud thorn?
Yes, I would love to. Let's see. My rose was probably the Bulls game because that was really fun. My thorn was the weather last week in particular was really cold, and so I felt like I didn't really go outside and do that much because it was like freezing, like below, like way below freezing. It was really cold. My bud is next weekend we're having like the trivia. We do trivia sometimes because Michael hosts trivia at this bar, and so we're going to like the trivia championship next weekend.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Do you participate?
Yeah, I'm, like, not good at trivia, and I also, like, don't care that much about it, like, to be honest. Don't tell my team. So, like, mostly I just want to find out the answer, and so I'm like, oh, I don't know, what is it? And so I'm, like, I'm just, like, not good at it. And I'll also just say stuff, but just, like, say it apparently pretty convincingly, and I'm like, oh, definitely this. And but, like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just, like, said the first thing that came into my head, and, like, assume it was a hunch or something, but like probably it's wrong. So I'm just like not the best at trivia.
Sometimes I feel like I speak with so much authority that people like take what I'm saying as real, and I'm like, I have no clue. Like, don't
I feel like that 99% of the time. Like at work, I am shocked when people do what I say. Like shocked. And that's like my job is to like tell them about how to write stuff better. And then when they listen to me, I'm like, wow, that worked. That was amazing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm really good at like giving a quick-witted answer, but I don't know how much credibility is behind it. Like, please like question me, everyone.
Yeah. So basically we should not be on trivia teams together because we would speak with authority and act like we know and really have no idea what the answer is.
And it would be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, stay away from that.
Know. We'll see. Sometimes I contribute, sometimes I don't.
Well, that'll be a fun trip, though.
Yeah, it'll be good. That'll be good. What's your rosebud thorn?
Oh, goodness. Well, work was really stressful this week, so that would probably be my thorn. I felt like I was, like, expending a lot of mental energy at work.
Yeah.
And my bud is that I hope to have a less stressful and more I want to say productive. It wasn't that I wasn't productive last week. It's just that my production didn't yield any results.
Yeah.
So I would like to get some shit done next week.
That sounds good. I hope it's less stressful.
What?
I hope it's less stressful.
Thank you. Me too. I think it should be. And then I guess my rose would be... We went out to dinner last night with AJ's friend and we had a good time. It was very nice. He's a nice man.
Oh, good. That's fine.
So that would have to be the rose.
Nice.
Cool. Well, do you want to wrap things up?
Yeah, I think that's all we got. So where can we find you?
I'm at ovenlovinblog.com and you can find me on Twitter at Julesy and on Instagram at Jules Frainer. What about you?
I am on the internet on my blog at raisedazed.com and I'm on Twitter at rclnewton and Instagram at raynewton.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'll talk to you soon, right?
Thanks. Bye.